Hello everybody, today we are going to talk about sports in USA.
To begin with, Laura, what is the NCAA?
The National Collegiate Athletic Association is a non-profit organization that regulates student athletics.
How many collegiates are participate?
In addition to colleges, universities also participate. Together there are more than 1 million in the USA and other countries.
Sabella, do you know anything about basketball?
It's a very important sport in American states.
You can speak a little about the history?
Okay, it was born in 14th century. The rules are written in 1845.
What is the purpose of this sport?
It consists in scoring more runs than the other team.
Thanks, Sabella. Leah, can you talk about the basketball?
Yes, the most important basketball players are Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and Stephen Curry.
Laura, you talk about the American football?
Yes, of course. This sport is an evolution of British sports like rugby and association football, consolidating itself as a pillar of American sports culture since the late 19th century.
When was the first time the game was played?
The first game was played on November 6th of 1969 between Rutgers and Princeton universities.
Was it the first official game?
No. The first official game was played on October 30, 1920, between the Dalton Triangles and Columbus Roundhunters.
What is the name of the American Football League?
When it was created in Canton, Ohio in 1920, the name was AFTA, but in 1922 was changed its name to the NFL.
And the Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl, as a result of this merger and unified championship, was established.
And the intro of Bad Bunny?
Okay, the Super Bowl has become the most watched television event in the United States. The Puerto Rican artist Bad Bunny made history by launching the Super Bowl halftime show with a brilliant instrumental production and a distraction into his hit single, Titi Me Pregunto.
Thanks, Laura.
Well, but go cheer the players of world sports.
Okay, this is a good question. There are women, they cheer the matches of American football, basketball, and baseball. There are the cheerleaders.
And what are they do?
They do dance, jumps, pirouettes, etc. Above all, cheers and motivate the American audience.
Dennis, what create the cheerleaders?
They were born in 14th century. First, there were men. They are very popular in USA.
Thanks very much, Sabella.
Laura, I need to learn about other sports. Can you help me?
Of course. Do you know the ice hockey?
Yes.
Well, the history of this sport in USA began in the late 19th century.
When was the first goal player?
The first recorded game took place in 1893 between Yale and Johns Hopkins University.
When was the first artificial ice rink?
In 1984, the country's first artificial ice rink was built in Baltimore, Maryland.
And what was the first American team?
The Boston Bruins became the first American team to join the NFL in 1924.
And the women team? The U.S. women's national team has been a dominant force since women's hockey was introduced at the 1998 Nagano Olympics, where they won the inaugural gold medal.
Thanks, Laura.
Now, Leah, can you talk about the lacrosse?
Of course.
When did this sport begin?
Lacrosse began centuries ago in Native American tribes in North America. It was played for training and ceremonial of sports.
And now?
Over time, it evolved into a modern, fast-paced sport played on the court.
How the sport is played?
Lacrosse is a team sport played with a small rubber ball and a long handled stick with a hit and the end.
Thanks, Leah. In conclusion, sports in USA are very interesting.
I cheer you up to give them a try.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy our podcast.
See you soon!